Episode 3175, Walk Through the Fire.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. What's up? Okay, happy, happy day. I had to start it different. You know, sometimes I got to keep you on your toes. It is Thursday. You are past the halfway mark of the week. Take a deep breath. You got this, but you still may have to walk through the fire. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the eKisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as you know, a lot is happening here at Create Your Now. So stay in tune, tune us in right here daily on the podcast. Because I don't always make the announcements. I try not to make it always businessy. That's just not my style, but you got to hear and you know I always show up here. So stay tuned here. Sign up for the newsletter. We've got stuff changing on the website. It's, you know, with a TV show now, we have actually launched out there. So we are on like real TV. We are still in partnership with Pray.com, but we are not solely there. So if you're going there to watch it, that's fine. That's great. But we're also going to be on other stations. That update will come on the website. It's just too hard to explain. Anyway, we're all around the country, seeing it all different times throughout the week. So I'm very, very blessed. God is doing great things. And I know He is doing great things in your life. So take a deep breath, because I know Halloween's almost here. We got the holidays coming up, and you're probably like, oh my gosh, there is so much. I get it. You're carrying a lot on your shoulders, on your plate. You're like, there's just no way. To reach the destination on your long journey beyond your current position, you must courageously walk through the fire, tackling the challenges head on while surpassing your previous limits of endurance. And all I can do is say, yep, that's what we need to do. We have to be willing to walk through the fire, especially when life throws challenges your way, right, that seem insurmountable. It's like, oh my gosh, you have no idea, Christiane, I'm in this pit. I'm not even in a valley. Like, I am beneath that. I'm like 12 feet under, and I do not see how I can even get 6 feet above from where I am. You might be finding yourself standing on the edge of glory, hesitating to take that first step, that next step. The fear of getting burned, the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, it all consumes you. But deep inside, you know that you cannot just stand still forever. You know that. And you feel this nudge. You feel this urge. You feel this, I got to do something. So you got to find the courage to walk through the fire, to face your fears, face them head on, and come out stronger on the other side. In this journey called life, and it is a beautiful thing, we often underestimate ourselves and what we are capable of, right? We just do. We doubt our abilities. Sometimes we do it because we don't want our head to get too big. I get that. Then we question our strength. We're like, I used to be able to do that, but I don't know if I can. Like, you know, I want a new job, but are my abilities really there? I used to be able to do all these things, but it's been a couple years. Can I go do that now? And then you wonder if you have what it takes to overcome trials that come your way. We forget that within us lies an untapped well of resilience and determination waiting to be unleashed. However, it is important, my friend, to remember that we do not have to face these challenges alone. You don't have to, and I don't have to. With God on your side, nothing is impossible. Now, it may not look the way you think it's supposed to look when God's done with you, when you've come on the other side of it, but it is through His strength that you can find the courage deep within yourself to face whatever comes your way. Yet, as you know, walking through the fire requires a willingness to do the hard stuff. God's on your side. But if you're not willing to put yourself out there, what's going to happen? Right? You have to be willing to say, all right, I got this because God's with me. And with all of it, it demands a commitment to push beyond your comfort zone and embrace the discomfort that comes with growth. Because we don't like discomfort. Have you ever worn a pair of, well, I don't care if it's a shirt or a pair of pants, or worse yet, a pair of shoes? And you put them on and you're standing there and they're not too bad, right? If you put on this pair of shoes, for example, you put them on and you're like, okay, I can handle this. And you're like, this is great. And you walk a little bit like, okay, this feels good. An hour goes by, you're like, oh, my feet are getting a little bit sore. Maybe if I just sit down for a little bit. And you sit down, have conversations. Maybe you went to a party. And all of a sudden now you've got to get up and you've got to mingle more. And now it requires you moving and talking. And all of a sudden now another hour passed and you're like, there is no way I can stand another 2 minutes in these shoes. Your feet are throbbing. Like you really feel your heartbeat in your feet. Have you ever had that feeling? Oh, I sure have. I mean, if you've ever worn heels, okay, guys, I know maybe you haven't worn heels. I love you, but you got cowboy boots. Sometimes they're not real comfortable. If you get the kind that, yeah, they're not made real well. Sometimes you've got those work shoes and they just like irritate the back of your heel. When you're on your feet a lot, right? We feel this tension. We feel this, gosh, I can't do it. And we want to give up. We want to sit down. We want to back away. And God says, no, stand up. You've got to be willing to walk through the fire. You've got to be willing to say, okay, I'm all in. I'm okay if I hurt a little bit. I'm okay with the discomfort because I know it's going to get me to where I need to be. And somehow you make it to your car and you get home. It requires you to endure more than you ever thought possible. Yeah, you may have a few blisters. You may have a little bit of bleeding too, right? That pain and struggle is real. But it's also in that pain and struggle that you discover your true strength. Walk through the fire, my friend. And no, the journey is not going to be easy. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it is. There will be moments when you feel like giving up, moments when you question if it's worth it. But it is in these moments that you must remind yourself of your purpose, your dreams, and the person you are becoming. It is in these moments that you must find the resolve to keep moving forward, to taking that next step. You make a decision moment by moment to create your now. And as you walk through the fire, it teaches you patience, which is so hard, right? I mean, you're like, come on, let's go. It shows you that great things take time. Some things need to simmer to taste really, really good. And that success is not always immediate. We're in a world that we want to order it and we want it drop shipped to us in 4 hours. Some big cities you can have that, not where I'm at, but in some areas you can. Remember the days that you could almost have it the next day? And now sometimes you can have it definitely. Amazon guarantees it within 2 days, depending upon where you are. It amazes me that at midnight I can get on. And yes, I'm up sometimes at midnight. I'm trying not to be, but I am. And I'll get on there and it's like, if you order within the next 28 minutes, and they even count down the seconds, you can have it by tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm already in tomorrow. And I'm like, oh no, they mean like their tomorrow, not my tomorrow, because I'm already in midnight, but wherever they're shipping from, and I still get it the same day. That is so crazy. We're used to that. Where you're headed, when change is happening, and you're going from one place to the next on your journey, it takes time. It's not immediate. So stay the course, even when the path seems long and uncertain. Trust that each step you take brings you closer to your destination, even if you cannot see it yet. Strength is not just about being physically powerful. It is about being and having the mental and emotional fortitude to withstand the flames. It's about being resilient in the face of adversity and finding the inner grit to keep going, even when everything seems against you. And when you walk through the fire, it tests and strengthens your character, shaping you into the person you were created to become. Imagine for just a moment, emerging from the ashes after the walk through the fire. There, you find a renewed sense of purpose and self-belief. You realize that you are capable of so much more than you ever thought. You have conquered your fears, overcome your obstacles, and proven to yourself that you are unstoppable. That, my friend, is where you're headed. So if you find yourself standing on the edge of glory, remember that within you lies the power to walk through the fire. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.